made a good start. I think we've fallen behind in games with the weather recently. His last home game was 31st of October. But we just had a good win against Blythe after a few weeks off. So I think the season's, I think we've made a good start.
And in terms of the season so far, how have you found the jump up from obviously where you were with Railway to going to Darlington, gaining promotion and then being in this league?
I think I don't see much difference between the leagues. I think there's, the teams are more organised and can adapt to the conditions a bit better. But say the quality in the players are not a lot in it.
And you're obviously someone that's very ambitious. Just how important was it that when you joined Darlington, that obviously the promotion was gained and you were in that next division?
Well, that's the main thing, reason why I signed. And that's what the first thing I said. I want to gain promotion with Darlington Football Club. And that was that game, and we successfully did it in the playoff final.
Obviously, that, you know, when you're getting to them playoffs, it must have been quite a nervy time, because when you looked at it, there were some good teams in them playoffs.
Yeah, we came up against Bamber Bridge in the final, but it was a tough game against Spennymoor in the playoff semi to the last couple of minutes to get the equaliser and the winner. And that was a tough game. But the final was just as tough, really.
And when you look at it so far, it's not been a bad season, has it, where you are in the league? And it's interesting when you look at it, the two teams that went up last season are both doing very well in this campaign.
Yeah, well, I think Darlington and Salford will probably have the bigger budgets throughout the non-league. But I wouldn't just put it down to that. I think both sets of team have both got a good set of players and good quality brought into the squad.
And when you look at it, when you joined Darlington, just how hard was it, first of all, to leave Harrogate Railway?
It was hard because I have a lot of friends at Harrogate. I was in with the committee and chairman, and my family came week in, week out. It was a tough decision to leave. But a club like Darlington, you can't really say no. Been in the Football League, and yeah, I know they've been demoted, but they want to get back to where they belong.
And did that prestige play a part in the thing? Because you know that they've been there and done it, and they've got some of the people still there that can do it again.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That was the main thing. I've played at the arena before in Darlington, but obviously they're playing at Bishop. But I've been there before. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to become a better player, and obviously they have the staff there to make me that player.
And when you look at your time at Harrogate, and especially them last, 20 games where you were just scoring goals for fun, I mean, it must have been a great time to be playing, because you just looked like every time you were playing, you were going to get a couple of goals.
Yeah, the lads who, when I was at Harrogate, obviously played a massive part. I wasn't just there tapping them in. There was other lads who were grafting as well. And Malachi, my strike partner, I think he got 20 goals last season, but I overshone him with scoring as many as I did in the first half. So it wasn't just down to me. I think we got into the playoffs as well just before Christmas and had a good run. But my goals just helped along.
And when you look at it, obviously, a couple of weeks ago, you were made famous a little bit by being on the Class of 92 when you scored and the goal was shown. I mean, what was that like when you heard what was said about Harrogate Railway? Because in that game, you absolutely smashed Salford.
Well, we beat them twice that season. I think we was the only team to beat them twice, home and away, in the league. And the first game, we absolutely destroyed them, played them off the park. And the second game, we were a lot tighter, where I got the winning goal. But I think it was quite funny, amusing, what the manager said after the game, because they just expected just go and roll over little old Harrogate Railway.
And when you look at Railway, obviously Billy Miller's not there now. He joined Tadcaster Albion for the start of this season. Just how big a role did Billy have in you playing so well?
I think it was down to all the coaching staff, from Billy, Lee Ashworth, Richard Lawrence. I think all three of them played a big part. But it was probably down mainly to the lads and the bond we have between the manager right down to the through to the players. But Billy, yeah, I've played with Billy for four seasons, so it was him and Lee Ashworth played a massive part in me doing so well last season.
And when you looked at it and you were going out, did you know what attention was on you? Because there were people, you know, a couple of in-the-know Twitter accounts were linking you with one or two clubs a bit higher up than Darlington. You know, even a League Two club was linked with you via Twitter at one point. Did that ever get to you, or were you just completely focused on the football?
No, completely focused. There's always going to be rumours flying around. It's the same with Ashley Flynn this season. A lot of rumours are going around about him, but he's not heard anything. But I just you've got to concentrate on your football, and if you do the right things, then good things will happen.
And when you look at where you were with Harrogate, would you say that it really was a case that just the brilliant team spirit the team had led to you doing so well up until December last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was eight or nine of us what were really good friends off the field. Obviously, got with the kids and families and stuff. So, just going onto the field with your mates every week, that's just wanted to play for each other and run through a brick wall for each other.
And obviously, you've been involved, well, you've moved on now to Darlington, but you've been involved in non-league football in Yorkshire for a good couple of years. I mean, have you noticed that there has been a rise in the popularity of it?
Yeah, it's just, I've been in non-league now since I left Leeds at 19. So, but I think it's a shame for Harrogate Railway with Harrogate Town having a team in the higher league, so they can't attract as many fans as they'd like. But overall, there's a lot of attention coming to non-league now, which is good. A lot of quality players are dropping down and coming to play non-league football, which is better for the lads who are coming through it.
And when you look at it, it seems like Jamie Vardy's name has been mentioned a few times. Have you noticed that that's played an impact in the amount of maybe scouts that are coming down to games now? Now there is that chance to find a player who could one day play in the Premier League.
Oh, definitely. I think a lot of it goes down to fitness, and if you get the chance full-time, then you will. I don't think anyone in, top of, there is the ones in there what are good enough to be in the league, and it's just getting that opportunity to do that. I don't think there's a lot of, there's some good players in non-league, and it's just finding them.
And before you joined non-league, obviously, like you said, you were at Leeds United, an academy graduate. Do you feel that your time at Leeds really has helped you progress as a player?
Yeah, we were there for seven seasons. Obviously, we're going full-time. We had a different manager every season, to be fair. I think I had four managers in the space of three seasons full-time, which never helped, because you're in with one, you're out with the other. You're in one, without out with the other. So it never really helped. So you could never settle in. But that's just part of my experience and part of what I've done in the past. But I won't change what I do now for anything.
I was going to say, it really is a case that you've clearly got that love of the game where you're going out and you're maybe not earning the hundreds of thousands of pounds some are earning, but you're playing for Darlington and you're doing well.
Yeah, well, I'm happy. I think a lot of players would probably rather stay in the non-league as well, because you're not always going to be a professional footballer. You've got to fall back on something. So if you can play the game you love, I'm happy to do that, and I think a lot of other people are as well.
And obviously you had your time at Railway. Do you still check the results for the side?
Well, my best mate's the manager at the minute, so I have to check the results. Don't phone to me every day. Oh, I've got this problem, what do you think of this? I think a lot of players have left over the Silma, and it's had to rebuild the whole squad on a low budget, so I'm always looking for the results, to be fair, and I want them to do well.
And just focusing then back on Darlington finally, do you think promotion is achievable this season?
Yeah, I think there's six or seven teams up there right at the minute, and it's quite tight. I think, to be fair, we've got eight games in hand on one team, which is unbelievable. But I think the Salford will be up there, obviously Workington, Blythe, all good teams. So I think it will be tight, but I think it's achievable, definitely.